You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby, and we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric Easy Zuli.
Hello, everybody. All right, it's January 4th. It's the new year, baby. That's it. Let's get some applause. There it is. It's the new year, you guys. I want to hear everybody's New Year's resolutions. I want you calling up at 914-338-1303. And talk to us here at Easy Way Broadcasting. You're on Easy Talk. This is my show. I'm a crazy nut in Hollywood. They call me the Hollywood It Guy. And I actually have a special guest, a good friend of mine. I've known her for a long time. I'm going to bring her in on the show with us. Her name is Sabrina Parisi. She's known as the – I'm not ready to bring you in yet. Hold on, Sabrina. I got to give you the proper introduction before we do that. But she's known as the Paris Hilton of Europe. She hates to be called the Paris Hilton person, but she's very, very known in Europe and Italy. And she's an actress. She's a TV personality. She's a producer. She's a writer. She has some very interesting stories. And she's very, very beautiful. I recommend you do definitely follow her at her fans page. It's Sabrina Parisi. Just search it. She'll pop up all over the place. And she is doing it the easy way. Sabrina Parisi, are you there?
Hi. Hi, everybody. Hi, Eric. And first of all, I should just murder you for the first sentence, Paris Hilton. Okay. We know each other for so long. I'm very excited to be here the easy way, of course, in the easy way. And to interact with everybody, with you especially.
Oh, yeah. You know, and Paris Hilton did actually text me, and she said that she's mad at me for keeping referring that, you know, she's way better than you and all that stuff. She was talking smack, but
she's listening right now. Hi, Paris. How you doing?
She may, but so we have I know you graduated from Harvard, and you have a TV show on TLC, and you have tons of things happening right now. And tell us a little bit about your story to my listeners, so my listeners can get used to you.
Okay, there's so much going on, as you know, Eric, and many of the listeners maybe. I'm a TV producer and director. I produce about 8 TV shows, reality shows. They are all high ratings. And then I'm also working as a TV personality. I recently was on TLC, which was more like a one-episode special, Sabrina and my special friends. That was a great, great experience. And I'm working now in other TV shows. I'm also working with sport companies because I'm also a kite surfer. I do extreme sport, so I'm also starting the idea to start like an extreme sport TV show. Also, I'm a writer, I wrote several books, I'm a columnist, I'm an artist, I'm a fashion designer, I'm a jerk, I'm a comic person, I mean, I like to laugh, I'm a very happy person, and so, and then the most important thing is that I'm very creative, and I guess that's because we became friends, right, Eric? We are both very in the creative mood, and then in the workaholic mood.
Oh, always. We are the worst workaholics in the world. I'm actually trying to unworkaholic myself. I'm trying to, you know, my dad has to put food in front of me every, you know, couple hours just to make sure. I know how that is.
I know. You know, sometimes, every time I think about you, I feel like, okay, me and Eric, we grew up together here in Hollywood. Because you were the very first person that I met in Hollywood. So I saw you behind the red carpet. Here it is, the guy. So we know each other for a very, very long time. And
yes, we do have many interesting red carpet stories, but we do not have enough time in the show to go into those wonderful stories. But, you know, guys, we just did a show together. A good friend of ours, Samira, has a show that reaches about 150 million people. It was live, and it was a studio right next to Fox Studios, and it was a talk show. And you guys definitely can check that out. I don't know when we're going to be allowed to promote it, but me and Sabrina just did a show together. And again, this is Easy Way Broadcasting, and it's powered by WTV Networks, and this is the Easy Talk show. But I want to talk a little bit about the shows that you guys can actually tune into on the station. And we have all this official. We're going to be putting out a press release pretty soon. So basically, on Monday, we have a show that is a television network that's on Dish On Demand and Pay-Per-View and is going to be doing many, many shows. And they're going to be talking about those shows and kind of the development of how people get on those shows, and Sabrina, it's gonna be awesome. So
it's gonna be really awesome. Actually, Eric, if you remember, we did a show together before. You were in Don't Call Me Paris about 6 years ago. Was that about 5-6 years ago? In one episode, and there was also Sophie Turner with us. There were like many people. It was an amazing show, and then it was really great to be in the show together. So it's fun to go back with you in another show, and we need to do more shows together.
Always. Yeah, I remember that episode. That was in the limo with Sophie Turner, which is now a big old huge supermodel, and she's doing her thing. Shout out to Sophie and Dijon, which was our security, and we had a couple other people with us. And you guys,
actually,
I think that's still on YouTube, right?
Yeah, and Tommy Lee was there too, if you remember.
Yeah.
I didn't have a clue who Tommy was. It was so embarrassing. That is one of the embarrassing things about my Hollywood experience, because I should mention this, Eric, because he's so funny, because you told me, hey, you need to take a picture with him. We were filming also for Don't Call Me Paris. And then I didn't want to take a picture with him. I said, what the heck is this guy?
You know, guys, we judged the beauty pageant together. That's actually how we met Samara. And I mean, I'm actually going to be bringing Sabrina on a couple different times, and we're going to talk about all of our fun Hollywood escapades. But I do want to make sure we get in the other shows, so everybody does know the shows that they can tune into to Easy Way Broadcasting. Again, we have a television network that is going to be talking about a lot of awesome stuff with their movement moving forward in 2013. On Tuesday, we have Maurice Egger, which was a former NBA star, and he's doing a show of the sports and music base. We are going to be looking for those independent artists and those people to open some opportunities for. So if you are an independent artist and you want to get heard and you want to be played on Easy Way Broadcasting, just email us at info@easywaybroadcasting.com. Follow Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter or Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook. As always, you can always go to HollywoodItGuy.com. On Wednesday, we have Sarah's Secrets. Everybody's tuning into Sarah's Secrets. By the way, everybody that is tuning into that and enjoying that show, we have over 500 live listeners on the last show with Sarah's Secrets, and she had she does an awesome show about celebrity gossip and, you know, the insides of the whole Real Housewives. My brain's not working. Blah blah blah. Real Housewives of Orange County, season 7. She was on that show, and she's always bringing on some really interesting guests. And she has a co-host named Magic Mike, and they're really funny together. And they talk about some stuff that you shouldn't be talking about, but you only can know about those secrets if you tune in on Wednesday. And then Thursday we have I'll be bringing her on, actually. So I'm not going to talk about Thursday. So stay tuned. I'll be bringing Jackie on. She has a show called La Vida Loca, Jackie La Vida Loca, and it's the Hispanic community. We got much love for them, and it's a funny show. And then we have my show on Friday. Hope you guys are enjoying it. And Saturday, we have Shane Sparks. Shane Sparks does his show, Planet Dance. So for all the dancers out there, if you are a dancer and you're trying to do your thing, you definitely want to tune in that show. Sabrina, I know you dance, right?
Yeah, I dance, and I'm pretty good to say that.
I remember a couple of times we did some events, and we tried to dance together. You tried to keep up with me, and you almost could. And then everybody loved. No, okay.
Everybody loved, that's for sure. And then I have a question for you, Eric. Do they charge you batteries sometimes? I mean, you are non-stop talkative. Like, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm a host. Isn't that my job?
You're doing what? I can help you. No, that's interesting. Tell me.
You know what's funny is someone I've learned the secrets of hosting and some of the tips and stuff, and I the more powerful your voice is, the more you can take control of the conversation, and you just got to get in where you fit in when you're hosting. But you know, we have so many things we're going to be doing for you and opening opportunities and whatnot, and we have an opportunity time, our segment opportunity time. We also have Patricia Shipp with the National Enquirer. She's the lead reporter. Man, her stories are awesome. Every week she's going to be giving you a story that only you can hear on Easy Talk, and then you can get on the National Enquirer. And it's just awesome. All right, Sabrina, I'm going to give you a chance to talk. Go ahead.
Is that my time? Because I got confused. No, actually, Eric is the right person. The easy way, cool radio, a cool interviewer now. Can I interview now? I would like to interview you, Eric.
You're more than welcome. I would love to be in it. I got to kind of like really listen carefully to hear what you're saying, because your accent is so sweet and beautiful and cute. But it's really, let me ask you something, Sabrina. Do you think that your accent has gotten you a lot of what you've gotten? Because that's like the really unique part of you, you know?
You know what? I think so, because what happened, many people said, are you pretending with that accent? And this is not the very first time actually people told me that. And then I could remove a little bit more of that accent, but it's there. It's part of my personality now. And then on TV, they want me to keep it. And so some actually producers and directors, especially in the U.S., I remember a director from VH1 told me, like, maybe 10, 15 years ago, an accent was a bad thing on TV. But now there is more like with all these networks, like Facebook, internet connection worldwide, people, they really want to hear like a different accent from different countries, because you can bring something else. The only problem is that sometimes maybe it's very hard to understand me, especially when I start actually speed up my talking. So I try to slow down.
But it's so cute. Your accent like makes you who you are. By the way, guys, if you don't know who Sabrina is, you don't know what she looks like. She is very gorgeous. She's very firm, voluptuous, nice body, and she's always putting really sexy pictures on her Facebook. Make sure you follow her, and she's very, very beautiful. So the voice does match the look and the body and everything. And so with that, as I'm embarrassing my friend Sabrina here, we're gonna go to a quick commercial, and then we'll be back with. We'll be back with Patricia Shipp from the National Enquirer to tell us those Hollywood secrets. And Sabrina, you want to go ahead and close it out, or should I just go to commercial?
Well, let's put it up. I mean, what can I say? The commercial is here, and we are going to talk later after the commercial.
That's what we're going to do. All right, guys, we'll be right back with Patricia Shipp.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting Shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303.
The newest segment of Easy Talk has everyone inquiring, what will we hear and who will we meet? Our friend Patricia Shipp is here from the National Enquirer to fill us in on everything we need to know. Let's all give a warm welcome to Patricia Shipp.
All right, guys, are you ready for those Hollywood secrets the easy way? Yes, 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 it is time. It is time for Patricia Shipp to tell us that Hollywood gossip. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Did I almost call you sir?
Well, yes, sir. What is that about, dude?
Well, you know, the saying goes, yes, sir. You know, have you ever heard people say yes, sir?
Yeah, I got it. I know you're hip and all that kind of good stuff. So I'll go with that for now.
So what is going on this week, Patricia?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me again, and Happy New Year to everybody. But I just want to say that I am very proud to announce that because of the National Enquirer, Lisa Wetchel, on Survivor won her $100,000. She didn't win the grand prize of $1 million, but she won fan favorite, you know, the best player of the season, because the viewers voted for her, and because of our story of telling what she's going through and bringing people, everybody up to date on who Lisa was, you know, all the people called and voted for her. So she didn't leave empty-handed. She walked away with $100,000, which, you know, is a wonderful thing, because it's, you know, the second prize on the show, basically. So thanks, all the readers, for calling in and giving Lisa a big boost. And she's also going to be hosting with the host of Survivor. You know, Jeff Probst has his own talk show. So she's actually going to be, yeah, amazingly, this is really turned into something special for her, because she's going to be co-hosting with him for at least 6 episodes. Now, it's amazing that she's on Survivor and, you know, trying to make a comeback, and she's going to turn around and help save Jeff Probst's show, who the ratings are not that great for his talk show. So, I mean,
tell Lisa, I say congratulations,
and
I want to take her out to dinner and be her new best friend. Okay.
You know, you're very funny. You like Lisa? You like Lisa, do you?
Well, I like anybody that wins $100,000.
Oh, Eric, you're showing me.
I'm just kidding, man.
No, you're not. You're just a man. That's okay. Okay. Now, Chaz Bono, we all know that she had almost all the surgery to turn into he. But we also know at 5'5", Chaz was a little porky, you know, a little round. So he went on the Dr. Oz show. I'm sorry, not the Dr. Oz show, because they're going to kill me. The doctors, and they put him on this regimen, and he's already lost 25 pounds. And, you know, 25 pounds, you don't think of a lot, but it really makes a big difference, especially when you're kind of short. For 5'5", and, you know, he weighed almost, you know, 300 pounds, 20, it really makes a difference. And, you know, he doesn't have as big a gut, and he really wants to get down to be healthy, and, you know, he really wants to meet the love of his life. So, you know, he really got that weight down, so we're going to congratulate him. It's hard to lose weight. 25 pounds is a lot, you know. And he was saying that his main reason that he couldn't lose, which is no secret, is because of his portion controls. So I guess he was just, like, sitting down and just really, you know, shoveling it in, grazing, if you will.
Oh, well, I know that it is a significant amount of weight to be lost. So that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, 25 pounds is a hard thing to do for anybody. So especially somebody who doesn't like to work out and do all the diet stuff. So when you have to focus on it, and to lose 25 pounds is a big deal. So congratulations to him, and hopefully he'll get it, because it is, he's in his 40s now. He's got to get that weight off. It's not healthy.
Now a lot of people getting pregnant lately. Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, and a couple others.
Now, that's another story. That's a whole other. Now, think about this. Now, remember, who was Kanye West dating prior to Kim? I mean, very seriously. I mean, he was with different women. Do you remember who he was dating?
All I can remember is he really embarrassed Taylor Swift on stage.
Oh, okay. That, too. I swear to God, I'm going to strangle you. Okay, he was dating, remember that girl, the bald-haired woman, the beautiful girl, Amber Rose?
Oh, Amber Rose, she's actually kind of a friend of mine. I have interviews with her and pictures, and say, Amber's going
to come. Okay, now, she's pregnant, too. She's getting ready to have her baby any day now with, you know, the rapper, what's his name, Khalifa?
Wes Khalifa, yeah.
Yeah, so she's having a baby. Now, think about this. A source called me today, and this is hot off the wires, that Kanye was so hurt, because, you know, there's beautiful pictures of Kanye and Amber together. I mean, he always had clothes on, but she didn't. But she was just a gorgeous girl, and they had some sexy photos out there. So a source today, I have to check it all out, so take this with a grain of salt, that he was really upset and hurt that when they broke up, and then she went on with somebody else and got pregnant with this guy. So it kind of looks like, or this source is implying, again, with a grain of salt, and, you know, have a disclaimer on this, I haven't checked it out, that Kanye went and got Kim pregnant just to kind of offset as a rebound from Amber Rose.
Oh, that does make sense. Oh, wait.
Yeah, of course it makes sense, because, I mean,
yeah,
he was with Amber for quite a while, and she's a beautiful girl and had her own thing going on. And, you know, if you just Google Kanye and Amber, you'll see all these beautiful pictures. There's one picture of her laying naked across his lap or something. It's just, you know, and he was really crazy about her. So now all of a sudden she's getting ready to have a baby, and all of a sudden Kim comes up pregnant at the same time frame.
Oh, Kim's going to – Kim, don't listen to this. Turn the show off.
I know. I'm sorry. And I'm not saying it's true. It's just what I've heard from a very good source that's what his process – that doesn't mean he doesn't care about her, but he was just so hurt, you know, and he lost his mom, who he's very close to. So it's
wow.
kind of like filling,
yeah.
you know, filling a void kind of thing. People do it all the time.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
So, now, you know, The Bachelor's getting ready to start next week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So – his name is, he's kind of cute too, Sean Lowe. Now, back in the day, he dated a girl who had a recurring role on CSI Miami. Her name is Taylor Cole. So he kind of still likes her. He still thinks about her. But, you know, he's on The Bachelor now, so he's got to, you know, go through the process here. But if it doesn't work out, he's telling friends he's going to, you know, go back and chase down Taylor and see if they can reconnect from high school days. But in the meantime, you know, there's always something going on with these crazy chicks in the house. Just from when everybody starts watching the show from the premiere, just check out a girl named Leslie Hughes. She's one of the best.
Leslie Hughes.
Yeah, Leslie Hughes. And you're going to be surprised, but that girl has a record for DUI. So hopefully Sean will kind of weed her out before it's too late.
Okay.
Yeah. And next week I'm going to tell you who won The Bachelor. Who
picked. Now, speaking of next week and the week after, I mean, this is the third week. Do we got any info on the pregnancy thing? I mean, who, what, where, when, how?
What pregnancy thing?
We've been waiting to find out. There's a particular artist that we've been talking about.
Oh, you know what? Oh, yeah. I've been leaving you hanging a couple weeks, haven't I? Well, I've been working really hard to confirm it, and I will say that the story was about Janet Jackson. But I talked to someone today, and they said, no, she is not pregnant. She would like to be pregnant, but she is not pregnant. So that's why I was holding on. I wanted the confirmation. That would have been really wonderful because she wants to have a family. So maybe it'll be soon, but at the same time, you know, she's engaged. So if she were pregnant, people would be saying it's because she got pregnant. So I'm glad it's just a clean engagement, if you will. And,
I've had some people hit me up on Facebook, and they're like, "Ooh."
Yeah, well, tell them that, you know, that's the reason I didn't blurt it out at first because, you know, I wasn't sure, and I'm not trying to bring stuff to you. You know, that's not true. But, you know, I talked to somebody who's very close to her today, and they said, you know, as far as they know, she's not pregnant, but she is trying. So hopefully we'll have some good news for Janet this year. She needs some good news.
Well, the next time you talk to that source, you tell them I want to interview Miss Janet Jackson on Easy Talk. I need to have her doing it the easy way. I had, if you look at my column on Washington Times, I had the whole Jackson family, actually. I did a column that was really unique. So if anybody wants to check that out, since we're talking about the Jackson family, go to the Jackson family and type in Eric Zulli, Washington Times on Google, and you'll see a really unique red carpet story I put out on the whole Jackson family. It was pretty cool.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm looking forward to looking at that. But, you know, she's basically gone into the Muslim faith, you know, because of her fiancé. So she's not going to be around a whole lot in the States, I would imagine.
Wow, okay. Well, you guys,
No, I think that's not enough for today. I'll give you some.
No, of course, that's more than enough. And my audience loves it, and I love it, and everybody's like always on the edge of their seats when you come on. We really appreciate it. So, guys,
one more thing.
Okay.
I talk all the time. I can't stand it. I'm sorry. Pick up the next issue of the Inquirer. It has all the new photos of best and worst celebrity diets. So it will give good advice on people. When they're going into the new year, everybody wants, you know, I can't imagine how many New Year's resolutions are. I'm going to lose weight. So pick up the next issue of the National Inquirer, and we'll give you some insights on what people are doing to drop those pounds.
Definitely, guys. Make sure you pick up the National Enquirer and also Rock This Magazine. We're doing the big launch on the 19th and Melrose with Vanessa Curry, myself, and Sam Sarpong, and Sarah, and a whole bunch of cool celebrities. We want to hang out with you. But this has been Hollywood Secrets with Patricia Shipp. And we really appreciate your professionalism and doing what you do on the show. We really appreciate you. And we will hear you next week.
Yes, sir, you will. You can't get rid of me now.
Never want to. Thank you so much, Patricia. We appreciate it.
All right, hey, Happy New Year.
Join the 500,000 Twitter followers who have discovered Eric Zulli's newest project, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTVNetworks.com on Blog Talk Radio. Find the most up-to-date info on his show, Easy Talk, which airs every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time by following his Twitter site at Easy Way Broadcast and at Eric Zulli. Easy connects listeners with their favorite celebrities and Hollywood insiders who are doing it the easy way. And you can, too. Talk to Eric during the show at 914-338-1303.
All right, Sabrina. Hey, so what did you think of Hollywood Secrets?
Oh, my goodness. All these babies coming in the scene, well, except Janet, for what I understand, she's still trying. But Patricia, she forgot to mention you, Eric. Are you pregnant yet?
Oh, you know what? They're going to keep me out of the Hollywood Secrets. That's the rule.
With all these names going on, I'd be like, what? I need someone else now. But exciting, actually, new baby, new news, all the Hollywood Secrets, that's not bad. Actually, I like to hear more about the diet. She said about to check the Enquirer next week, right?
Definitely. That's going to make sure you pick up that issue. It's going to be in the National Enquirer. That is one of the lead reporters of the National Enquirer, Patricia Shipp, and she does a segment on our show every Friday, and she gives you the Hollywood Secrets. And you got to tell us one of your Hollywood Secrets. Tell us some gossip that all your fans want to know, that all our fans want to know, that you've never told anybody else.
Oh, my goodness, my Hollywood secrets. I don't have that many secrets. Actually, the only secret I may have, like every single morning, early in the morning, I go to the beach because I do kitesurfing, which is very dangerous. And that's
boring. Oh, dangerous? Dangerous? What? What's dangerous?
Kitesurfing. And that's one of my secrets, actually. I do. Actually, it's not a secret anymore. It used to be a secret. I love extreme sport. So basically, I go there and then I almost kill myself and then I go back to work. So that's one of Sabrina's secret moments.
Now, do you have a boat? Do you have a boat like passing by or like following you while you're doing it, taking pictures of your beautiful body in a bikini while
You know what? I used to have a friend that actually is a great photographer. He's Italian, but he's not around. So basically, right now. I don't have many pictures taking pictures of me, which is good because after the holidays, oh my goodness, we ate cakes and dessert, so I need to exercise now.
okay. Well, you know, guys, we're gonna bring in Jackie, and she has a show called Jackie La Vida Loca. I'm gonna bring Jackie in here real quick, and this is a new show coming out on Easy Way Broadcasting, January 10th. Jackie La Vida Loca, remember that. It's a funny show, and she's going to tell you a little bit about her show. All right, guys, get somebody to introduce you to. Her name is Jackie Dollar. I love your name, by the way. Jackie Dollar, the money, the green. That's what it's all about. Hi, Jackie. Welcome to the Easy Talk, my show on Easy Way Broadcasting. And also, guys, Jackie is actually going to be doing her own show on Thursdays. It's comedy-based. And, in fact, I'll let you tell them about it. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your show?
Well, thank you so much, Eric. I am so excited to be doing the show with you. I can't begin to tell you how important this is. Well, first, a little bit about me. I am actually a New Yorkerican. Frankly, I'm a Jew-Yorkerican because I was born in New York, to a Puerto Rican mom and a Russian Jewish dad, and I really am the epitome of that bicultural experience growing up. I grew up in Miami, which made me kind of Cuban, and now that I'm in L.A., I'm actually quite Mexican. But anyway, I'm real excited about this show because I think we're really sort of exemplifying what the Latino experience is here in the United States. And, you know, we're gonna use all of my comedy contacts to talk about all the provocative topics that befuddle us Latinos here.
Ooh, sounds spicy.
It is.
All right, guys. So awesome, and I know that you know a little bit about social media, and you have some people that deal with social media, but more in the Hispanic community. Tell us about that.
Oh, for sure. Well, I mean, you're the social media expert, the guru, but what I want to point out is that, first of all, Hispanics are growing at a rate of 44%, so we're literally going to take over the world tomorrow, and we are total over-communicators. We're experts at social media, and we're using it all the time. I don't know if you knew this, but we are like the number one users of Facebook, number one users of Twitter. We are constantly online talking to somebody, bitching somebody out, looking product information up. In fact, 68% of us forward product recos via email versus 28% for everybody else. So that's 68% versus 28%. I think those numbers are astounding. We have we spend more time online. We have more face-to-face interaction with people. We communicate with more people each day, which is why social media plays such a huge role in our every minute of every day. In fact, when I lose my cell phone, I feel like I've lost a child. It's like I want to call 911, but I can't because I need my phone. So that's the conundrum.
That's very important. Yeah, I'm the same way. If I lose my cell phone or you know, touchpad, or if I'm not connected to the internet 24/7, then I feel like I lost my left kidney. I understand totally. So, okay, guys, tune in to this wonderful show coming up on Thursdays, and the date of your show, I believe, is I'm pulling it up here. Up
it's
and coming.
January 10th. January 10th, January 4 p.m. Pacific.
See, I own the station. I don't even know my host dates. I apologize. But so January 10th, guys, make sure that you tune in January 10th, and that's going to be 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's going to be an awesome show, so this is one of our hosts. I wanted to introduce you guys. So that's Jackie, everybody, and we'll be right back.
Life is hard for how to roll it easy way. Life is hard for how to roll it easy way. Life is hard for how to roll it easy way. Life is hard for how to roll it easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zulli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Hey, guys. All right, so we are at our segment to talk to our special guest, but I apologize. You know what? Mark Jeffries, unfortunately, is in New York, and he's working on a big, big film deal, and he said there's no way out of it. He cannot, unfortunately, be on this particular week's show, and he apologizes from the bottom of his heart to everybody that was, anxious to listen to him and what he had to say in his stories. But you know me, I always do it the easy way, and I call up those last-minute resources, and there's actually a gentleman that we're going to be working with and doing some really fun, fantastic things with. His name is Gabriel Cannon. Yes, there he is. So if you remember that name, Cannon, yes, he is related to the Cannon family, Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey and all that stuff, and he's got a huge, awesome, cool story of, on his own. I've known Gabriel for probably about 7 years now, and I don't know where to start, Gabe. You know, maybe we'll talk about the Def Jam stuff, or what you do with Nick, or where do you want to start? You tell me.
We'll start with a little history and bring up to the present, I guess. So, Easy, what up, man? Easy, everybody who listen to Easy, man, I've been listening to him for a lot of my life, man, getting a whole bunch of good advice, direction, and wisdom from this young man. You know what I mean? So, it's like, one of my big bros, but, one of my role models at the same time, because he always doing it the easy way. So, my history, really, you're welcome, I got to do that. So I was signed to Def Jam, probably still is, not sure. Went on tour 2010 with Mariah Carey with a group called Writers and Artists. Got a lot of real insight of what really goes on in the music industry, being signed to a major label. I'm originally from North Carolina, so being from the country, you think that, you get signed to a major label, you buy your mama 3 houses, 5 cars, but it's not really like that in Hollywood. So, after really being exposed to, a lot of the real business of Hollywood, 2010, and being with the, major celebrity like Mariah Carey, getting a first-hand look of, everything, with the major label that I was signed to, Def Jam, I really kind of felt they was pimping people. Like, a lot of people might not like what I be talking about, but, you know, it's like it's really a pimping situation. So I kind of created a company called Chasing Amazing, which, you know, I just wanted to, you know, feed back into other artists' lives. You know, I kind of stepped down from being an artist, you know, and just wanted to feed back to the other artists' lives and, you know, encourage them to develop themselves more and, you know, become a full artist and, you know, find your gifts, your talents, your voice, you know, before going to these major labels because, you know, at the end of the day, it just makes you more valuable. So, you know, just kind of really going around the country with that message and speaking. But my dream's been calling me lately. You know, it's the new year. Happy New Year, everybody. So I'm kind of back on my music thing, man. This year, 2013, God, I got so many blessings and greatness in store, you know, for everybody, for all of us. I think this is a year of prosperity, you know, so I'm back in my music thing, back in my bag, back creating, back writing. A lot of things, you know, we're doing with you, Easy, with the production and the television side, trying to get, you know, my young mogul hat on following Mr. Nick Cannon's footsteps. Shout out to the Capo. You know, just really, you know, playing this game, really, you know, just turned 26 and just understanding this game and understanding, you know, the value of, you know, celebrityhood and also fatherhood. You know, I'm a single father, you know, of a three-year-old little girl, and just merging those two worlds and just, you know, going forward, man. It's a lot going on, and, you know, like you said, I don't really know where to start, so.
Well, congratulations on, you know, on the, your daughter. I just met her yesterday, and she's a cute, beautiful little kid.
Thank you.
She that's definitely a blessing. And who's the mother, if you don't mind me asking?
Monica Leon. she used to be on this show called, she used to be called Danger on this show, but, you know, she's doing well, you know, doing a mother thing. And, you
what?
Know, she's moving forward. Yeah, she used to be.
Shout out to Danger. You're talking about the little girl with the tattoo on her face, right?
Yeah, from the Ray J show. I was actually with Ray J, what was that, New Year's? No, actually on my birthday, December 30th, man, real cool dude. Like, I know a lot of stuff in the industry try to act like, you know, we have bad blood between each other or our family, but in this, you know, nothing like that. Like, you know, shout out to Ray J, too, real cool, real humble dude, man, you know. I was kicking it with them, man, embraced me on my birthday, man, and it was love, man. So, you know, everything is good, man, love, man, peace, and we going to the mountaintop, baby.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, I'm part of Knockout. You know, I've known Young Buck and Ray J and Sonya and William and
I helped out
with the Sahiba thing and man, you know, part of Convict, part of Knockout, and you know how we do it. It's always fun.
Yeah.
Shout outs to Danger as well. I've seen her a couple times actually. I believe she's working with a network situation that we work with on television. And man, it's a small world. I did not even know that. That is no wonder she's so cute.
You didn't know.
And your little daughter, I mean, she needs. Are you planning on getting your daughter in film or acting or the?
We was talking about that. You know, I was talking to the buddy, and you know me, I love to do shout out Miss Tina Truman. She getting it in, man. She grinding out here, man, making sure all us artists and, you know, talented people get what we need to be those people. You know what I mean? So I was chopping it up with her, and it's really, you know, it's kind of a fine line because you don't want to, you know, expose a child to too much too early. But at the same time, when they're seeing what you're doing and they're anxious to do the same thing, it's like, you know, you got to feed into their dreams also. But it's, you know, it's a balance. You got to feed that kid and then you got to feed, you know, their dreams to help them still balance things out. You know what I mean? I heard Kevin Hart say he almost bought his daughter a pony just because he could do it. And he was like, whoa, hold on, I might be doing too much, you know, so. Got to kind of really find that balance in it, but it's something you know, she want to do. She's just like me and her mom, active, talking all the time, so she definitely want to be in front of a camera.
Got a little future starlet there, huh?
So, girl, but we coming.
now, let me ask you this, Gabe. We've known each other for a long time, and with you being in the industry as you are and you seeing my come up and the whole Easy Way movement, what does the Easy Way mean to you? What is the Easy Way movement? What has it done for you? Like, give us a little insight on a third person perspective of what that empire is like.
Man, to me, man, it's real personal, man, because, you know, I came in this industry, you know, with somebody who was, you know, had a name and was big in this industry, and I'm just, you know, watching this guiding light as he's already successful, and you know what I mean? And then I met you probably like a good 7 years ago, and it was just like somebody who didn't matter what they had or what, you know what I mean? It's like, I know who I am, and I know the way to go, and if you're all trying to get to the promised land, I got the easy way, you know what I mean? And it was just like, wow, just to watch how you, your development as a person and how your philosophy and how you fed it into your friends and then incorporated it as a businessman, you know what I mean? It's just like, it's more of a lifestyle. It's not just a saying or a motto, you know what I mean? It's more of a lifestyle that you show, you know, and me being close to you that I've got to see and actually touch, you know, that and see that, you know, this is real. Like, this is him. This is his life. This ain't him just saying this on no interview when the camera come on, you know what I mean? It just really showed me, you know, no matter what you have, no matter if you got the most or the less, if you follow, you know, the easy way, really, if you humble yourself, if you be, you know, active in here, take no for an answer, man, like, you know, your dreams are so in your reach, man, and it's like to watch you take those giant steps, you ain't taking little steps, you know what I mean, like those giant steps you did these last times you need to build the empire you did, you know what I mean, it's just simply, man, honestly amazing, dog, just to sit back and watch and be like, yo, I know that guy, and it's like, you can always see it, like, you was always the person, like, that dude gonna be go somewhere far, you know what I mean, you can just tell how, you know, your essence is, I guess, like, no homo, but, you know what I mean, like, you can just, you know, you can see that somebody, yo, he's on his path, like, you could tell, you could see it in the fire in his eyes, and just to see that you actually incorporate that into a philosophy, a business model that you're giving back and feeding people because you figured it out, man, that's a blessing, man, and it's a blessing to have that gift given to somebody like you who only want to give it back to other people, man, so it's a blessing to watch you do it. That's why I'm about to come get some of this money with you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, yeah, you know, guys, we've been talking, and, you know, me and Gabe have been talking about producing some stuff together, and it's definitely going to be a really interesting year, and thank you. I could not have ever got a better testimonial than what you just said, and I really appreciate that, and the fact that you've known me for as long as you have known me, and, you know, you've been able to see it. And, you know, I appreciate what you said. Now, if you don't mind me asking, what's it like being the brother? I mean, every celebrity that I know always has a brother or a sister or, you know, something that's involved. But a lot of times the brother doesn't really want to utilize the celebrity's name. They want to kind of make it out on their own. Do you deal with a lot of, you know, stuff because you're Nick Cannon's brother, and, you know, Nick Cannon's pretty big now. He's the host for America, and again, remember, there's international people listening to this show. There's, you know,
yeah,
some people may not know who Nick Cannon is. I know he's out there, but, you know, he's the host for America's Got Talent on NBC. He married Mariah Carey. He was started out with Disney. He did Drumline and tons and Love Don't Cost a Thing and tons of other movies. He's doing a new movie now, I know, with one of my friends, Karina Rico, and he's a director.
Yeah.
I mean, he's also kind of building an empire. You know, I actually had somebody the other day that told me, like, yo, man, you're kind of in Nick Cannon's footsteps. And I was like, what? Are you? I was a little bit offended, because I was like, I don't consider myself in anybody's footsteps. That's why I created my own little movement, the easy way. You know, if Cannon can do it the easy way, but hey, that's just me. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, tell me what your thoughts are on that.
Oh, man, it's absolutely, man, a blessing, man. Like, to say anything other than that, like, it's a blessing, man, just because, you know, it started a long time ago. Like, we got footage from when we was kids, man. It's five of us all together, all five boys, man. And my dad just always knew something about his boys in that video camera, man. So, really, since all of us was alive, like, he had a video camera on us, you know, we'd be dancing and creating gospel rap groups and everything, you know. And, you know, it's just actually just seeing that, you know, wow, from, you know, North Carolina all the way back out to Hollywood, dreams can actually come true. So it's nothing short of a blessing, nothing short of a testimony, a triumph story. At the same time, because, you know, coming out to Hollywood, it's just like you do have somebody that has already set the bar so high. So something, you know, throughout the years, like, you know me, like, I would find myself, you know, almost trying to get away from that because the expectation was you know, real high. You know what I mean? Even like if you put an expectation to dating or finding a girl, like this dude done married Mariah Carey, like what woman? Like, do I have to find to stand beside that? Like, you know what I mean? In the family picture, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it definitely, you know, had that point of view as a child, as a young man, you know, but as growing older and becoming, you know, we became fathers around the same time. And, you know, it's just a learning process. And it's just like, you know, he gave us the tools and understanding that, you know, the old scripture is better to teach a man to fish than to give him a fish, you know, just to understand that. Like, he's paving the way. He's giving us the tools by, you know, alone making the name valuable. You know what I mean? So it's just like bringing out the gifts inside of me, you know, and me and my other brother bringing out the gifts inside of us to show why we are valuable as individuals, but at the same time, adding more value to, you know, the name Cannon. You know what I mean? It's branding. You know, you do it best. So, you know, it's definitely like it can be a double-edged sword, but if you're looking at it positive and at the big picture and the journey we came from, like, man, that's the blessing of all blessings, man. Like, to have a front runner to pave the way, because it does make things a lot easier, honestly. You know, to get in the studio time, I don't really have to pay for studio time, where if I was a normal artist, I'd probably be working at Jack in the Box trying to get that money.
Man, forget studio time. I bet you could walk into freaking Toys R Us, get your kid whatever toy you want, or pretty much walk into any doorway you want. Yeah, you know, I'm part of the Cannon family.
Yeah, like, you know, it definitely got amazing perks, too.
It's got its benefits. Well, awesome,
yeah.
Man. Well, hey, thank you so much for being on my show. I appreciate it. We're going to definitely have you back. And, guys, we do have a couple cool surprises we will be doing with the whole Incredible Family, and that's the name of Nick Cannon's company. And also, what's the name of your company again? Chasing Making?
Chasing Amazing is a marketing promotion company. But Incredible all day, man. We getting it in, Chasing Amazing. You can follow me at Gabriel Cannon on Twitter. You know, easy. Find him the easy way, baby. But yeah, man, we getting it in, man. We trying to make a difference out here.
Definitely, man. Well, hey, I appreciate it. So, guys, stay tuned. There's lots more coming up with The Easy Way. This is Gabriel Cannon, the man himself. He's an artist, writer, producer. A lot of things coming out of him. And, again, guys, we apologize for Mark Jeffries not being on this particular show, but we will be having him back and getting all those cool, interesting stories about Will Smith and I Am Legend, all those awesome movies that he's produced. By the way, Gabriel, you need to meet Mark Jeffries. He's one of the legends in the connecting industry, in the film industry, as far as the major studio films from 100 million to 500 million and more. You know,
wow.
The big Paramount and all that type of stuff, those big time films. This guy is one of my good friends, and he is the connector of the connectors. You know, from what I've seen, I mean, this guy does, I mean, he's working on a, I can't say, well, I guess I can say it's like a $100 million film project right now. And that's why he's not able to be on the show.
Tell him I got some scripts for him to read. I got a couple of screenplays for him to read.
Oh, totally, man, all day long. But, hey, you know what, man, we're going to keep doing it the easy way. And, you know, you guys are listening to Easy Way Broadcasting on Easy Talk. I hope you enjoyed it. We're going to have you back, Gabriel. And I know you've got a meeting you've got to get back into, but thank you for this time.
I appreciate you, man. God bless, bro. I love you, man.
Right back at you, brother. Thanks.
All right,
guys. Did you enjoy that? That was Nick Cannon's brother, my good, good friend of mine, known him for over 7 years, Gabriel Cannon. Gives you guys a little inside of Cannon company life and what he's got going on. What'd you think, Sabrina?
Boy, that was pretty interesting and very entertaining. So, very, very exciting person, and looking to hear more about him and about his.
Well, that's how we do it the easy way, baby. We always keep it as interesting as possible. And so what about you, Sabrina? We're about to get into all the cool stuff that you and I got going on. And you guys, we're about to.
Yeah, we got so much going on, and then we are on radio at the same time. I'm sure both of us working on something else, doing about 2-3 things at the same time. So much going on, Eric, and so people need to stay tuned and keep looking at us, because there are going to be many surprises for this 2015 for both of us and for all our followers and audience. So,
well, tell people about TLC, the network TLC, because maybe, what is TLC, the network?
TLC Network is the Loving Network, a pretty big network here in the U.S. Basically, we were on a show about 3 weeks ago. It was about me choosing dresses and planning something about my future with my friends. So actually, TLC, it was a great experience and so much happening for the future on TLC. So stay tuned. I cannot say that much about it, but guys, they're going to still see me on TLC and many other networks. But there's so many things going on this year, this 2013, basically.
Now we were talking about the Easy Way movement and how we can open some opportunities for some people, and I know we got, it looks like we have about maybe 100 live listeners right now, and the people that are listening, what type of opportunities, you're a writer, you're a producer, you do a lot of stuff. What type of opportunities do you think you can add into the Easy Way movement? Or a lot of people want to get involved in the stuff that you're involved in,
There are many things going on, as I mentioned to you, and then we already discussed about that, Eric. Many new TV shows that I'm producing, and so they're going to be casting, and then actually people that can get involved on that. So we're going to talk actually on the Easy Way, and actually we can start informing people that are interested, talents that are interested to be involved in that. We have a big power here, Eric, because with all the followers we have, we really need to, people are following us, and then we need to give like the right messages. And so I like the way you present things. I hope this 2013 is going to be really great, and so we can help others actually to achieve their dreams and helping work as a teamwork, basically.
Oh, come on, Sabrina. You're acting like that's a surprise to you. You know how I do. You've known me for a long, long time.
You know, I cannot say that much about many of the projects that we are working on, but yes, there are so much going on. And
let me ask you this. I got a real good question for you, and I know you experience this a lot, like especially in Europe. You get swarmed by paparazzis. You know, the paparazzi, there's a paparazzi that actually just got killed that was with TMZ, and he was shooting Justin Bieber, and he was in the street. You know about that story?
You know what? I heard about that. I didn't actually went into details. What exactly happened? I don't know. Tell me exactly
He was driving next to Justin Bieber's car and talking to him and trying to get pictures and trying to get his situation. I believe he was maybe filming for TMZ, because I saw the TMZ logo on a couple of these different stories and blogs and different posts and stuff that were out.
Yeah.
But a paparazzi got killed trying to shoot Justin Bieber. What do you think about paparazzi's kind of, I know a lot of celebrities have tweeted, well, maybe this will set a good message for 2013. Paparazzi should leave us alone more. Your opinion on it?
Eric, I think when I think about paparazzi, there are two different types of paparazzi. The type of paparazzi that actually we are all human beings, okay? And then all of us, we need to have our privacy no matter what. Yes, as a public figure, you know that actually you need to pay a price to be a public figure. However, when paparazzi actually go to the age of that ethics, which is actually going to make some problem, a danger for the celebrity, that's not good. You know, many celebrities died too. Princess Diana, she died because she was followed by paparazzi, but she was not the only one. So many people had injuries. So we need to have some ethics in both cases, as a celebrity and then as paparazzi. So we need to have to realize that we need to stay in the trying to respect others no matter what. And so I think there are many laws that are going right now to protect both sides, I suppose.
I agree. I think they're making a different paparazzi law to make things a little bit more safe with how close they can get or something like that. So we'll keep you guys tuned in on that. We'll keep you guys up to date on that paparazzi law, definitely. And let me ask you a question, Sabrina. Another question. So many questions for Sabrina. Why are you not a member of my group, Hollywood the Easy Way? Letter E, letter Z. What's wrong with you?
I'm I thought I was a member of your group.
You're a member of the group, Hollywood the Easy Way?
I suppose so. I mean, you put me everywhere.
you're a fan. You're a fan of one of the five pages I have on Facebook. Yes, you're a fan. But there's we actually have a group.
You have tons of groups.
No, I don't. No. I have a group, one group that's Hollywood. I made sure it's only one group, so it's very simple for people. And you know, if you're a member of the group, you actually get quirks, you get benefits and stuff. I do.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people have met people. A lot of things have happened off of that group. And what we're going to be doing is actually making meet and greets. We're going to try to do it per month. And we're going to be developing that. So if you are a member of that group, you'll get perks, you get to meet people and some cool stuff. So if you don't know about it, Hollywood the Easy Way, you know, make sure you go. And I also want the fans, I want people to hear, because they obviously are listening to who you are. People that don't know you, they're listening to who you are and what you do. And if they know you're on that group, they know that they can meet you. And, you know, I'm all about connecting. I've been connecting the dots for a long time, you guys. And that's what I love to do. I love to connect dots and watch a cool picture form from it.
It is, that's for sure. That's you, Eric. The connecting tool. definitely, I will be part of that group. I guess I've been a little bit lazy maybe recently online because I've been traveling a lot, as you know, and then mostly for my production works and projects. So I will check after, in a few hours, and then I will be part of the group. I promise.
You promise? Okay, I heard the word promise. Okay, cool. Well, thank you so much for being my co-host, Sabrina, and I'm going to talk also, too, before you go. You guys, we have an event coming up, and it is on the 19th. This is on Saturday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Shane Sparks, Emmy-nominated dance choreographer, was on So You Think You Can Dance, America's Best Dance Crew. He did most of the choreography for You Got Served with Marcus Houston and Omarion, and everybody knows that movie, and he's doing some really awesome things this year. He's taken over the dance world, and that's why his show is called Planet Dance. He's going to be hosting his show live and in person at the store called Scream Famous Clothing off Melrose Avenue. Sabrina will be there. I'm not taking no for an answer. And you guys need to be there as well. I want to see you guys there and meet us, greet with us, sign and smile and take pictures and network. It's going to be a lot of fun. This is the official Easy Way Broadcasting launch of Rock Viz Magazine, which is a printed publication that we also work with that is worldwide distributed. It's also a digital, but it's a print publication. And we have Vanessa Curry, formerly from the Pussycat Dolls, on that magazine. Kevin Sorbo used to be Hercules and star of Andromeda. We have Sam Sarpong. We have myself. We have David Hernandez from Sons of Anarchy. We have Rick Rosman, which is a financial advisor, humanitarian extraordinaire, works with like tons of charities. And we also have the lead reporter of the National Enquirer, Pat Shipp, confirmed to come as well. So you guys know there'll be some great people for you to meet and greet with. And check out the clothing. The fashion's awesome. Sabrina, I know you're into fashion. You tell all your friends, and you're going to be there, right?
I'm going to be there for sure. And so I'm looking to meet many people, actually.
Definitely. So we're going to have a lot of fun, guys. Do not miss it. If you want to know more info, you can go to HollywoodItGuy.com, HollywoodItGuy.com. All the information is on there. So you guys have been listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. The show's called Easy Talk. I hope you enjoyed it. How'd you enjoy the show, Sabrina?
That was an exciting show, and I'm looking to host more with you. Actually, to do a little bit better, some homework next time.
Well, see, that requires you actually picking up your telephone and actually talking to me. So, hint.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, actually, we need to do that more. And people are going to get so tired to listen to me and you talking about what happened with us.
Totally, but you know we're open opportunities for them, so they'll love it. So thank you for tuning in with us, guys. Remember, every Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and check out all the other shows. We got a lot of cool shows for you. This is a podcast on Blog Talk Radio to do some cool things for you in the way nobody else has. We help celebrities interact with their fans and help you interact with that celebrity or that public figure or that producer and ask you questions and just have loads of fun. So tune in tomorrow. Don't forget, Shane Sparks Show, Planet Dance, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, every Saturday. And this has been Easy Talk. I'm your man, Easy. Sabrina, go ahead and say bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye. Bye-bye, everybody. Ciao in Italian. And then hope to see you next time.
How do you say bye-bye and the easy way in Italian?
Ciao nella maniera giusta. Ciao in the easy way.
Ciao maniera giusta. I hope I said that right. Love you guys.
Almost. Ciao. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.